It went out of print when, I mean, the band hasn't been active in years, and it went out of print, and we wanted to re-release it. And we found out that early on, they didn't like the cover art. And so we had, my partner Rob and I had no idea until long after the fact. And so we said, you know, get us new cover art you like, and we'll be, and our designer was, you know, he felt bad that he had, you know, used cover art they didn't like because he didn't know either. And he was even willing to do it at no cost because he wanted to make them happy. And, you know, we did too. And so we said, give us new cover art. And then Jeff was just too busy and never supplied us with new cover art. And so we said, should we just re-release it with the old cover art? And they said, yeah. And so we did. And so I don't know that there's any issues at all with that, because we waited probably a year for them to give us new cover art, and they never did, so we re-released it with the existing cover art.
Okay, and then they said they haven't got any money from it, like, ever. What do you think about, I mean, should they, is that to be expected, or?
Well, the record hasn't recouped. I'd have to look, but I mean, I would guess it sold maybe 2,000 copies. But I'd have to look up the specifics. But it hasn't recouped. They did make mechanical royalties on it, on their songs. So they've gotten mechanical royalties on the publishing side of it, but on the master's side of the royalties, it hasn't recouped. So that's why they didn't get any money on it. And then it, you know, the band disbanded, and so the band wasn't supporting, I mean, after the band broke up, they weren't supporting the record, and so it's not like, it's not like anyone expected it to have huge sales that anyone could make any money on. We weren't making any money on it. I mean, we're the first to be, you know, we're glad, and it makes us happy when we can give our bands royalty checks. But when a record doesn't, you know, recoup or break even, you know, there's no option there. And as far as mechanical royalties, it's possible that that we talked to them and got their approval to apply them to the money they owed us for merchandise, and that we may have never cut them a check, but it was applied to their outstanding balance for merchandise that they owed us on the record. That's possible.
Is this sort of a common misunderstanding about, you know, what labels can do for bands exactly, you know, that they can actually make them money, you know? I mean, are there often hard feelings from your bands because they don't make money?
No. most of our bands, are for communicating, or how shall I say, strike that comment. Most of our bands, you know, understand the realities of, you know, selling a couple thousand records and are glad to have a record out there and glad to see mechanical royalties, which, you know, are paid per song to the publisher, assuming they own their own publishing. It may be a common problem with other labels, but for us, it's not. I mean, our bands aren't usually thinking, I mean, most of our bands think that they have a really good deal and are very happy to work with us. And with Split Lip Guys, it's, you know, it's been all the extremes, I'll put it that way. In terms of their attitudes towards us and relationship with us.